From Florham Park, I'm Olivia Landis, joined by former New York Jets quarterback Boomer Esiason. So first, Boomer, let's talk New York Jets quarterback situation. You know, you got a battle going on, and you've got a vet here in Josh McCown. How do you think that this is truly going to play out, and how can they benefit from a vet like him?
You know, my last year as the Jet quarterback in 1995, a lot of similarities from the sense that you have a lot of inexperience at the wide receiver position. And Josh is 38 years old. He's been on a number of teams. He's been on some good teams and on some bad teams. What he'll bring to that team, which I think I brought to the 95 team, was some sense of stability that you can get in and out of the huddle, you can communicate, and I know you got to walk before you run, and he's probably mentally so far ahead of where Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg are because they are now learning yet another offense. And one of the reasons the Jets went out and got Josh is because he's a really good teammate. He's going to be very helpful to his younger players. He knows that he's 38, that he's on the back end of his career. He's very familiar with Jeremy Bates, his quarterback coach. It's one of the reasons why they wanted him here. So I think it was a good, solid signing for the Jets. I don't know whether Christian or Bryce will shine in the preseason or not, but I would think that the plan is probably to let Josh start with it and then hand it off to one of those younger players a little bit later into the season, so at least the players on the field have a sense of what they're trying to get accomplished.
And with these new coaches, there's been a lot of West Coast offense being implemented. You, from a quarterback standpoint, how do you feel as though they're going to handle that and a completely new offense with these quarterbacks?
Well, 13 out of the 14 years that I played, I was in the aforementioned West Coast offense, and it's a great offense for a quarterback. And once you understand all the nuances of it, like I'm sure Josh McCown already does, there's a lot of easy completions, especially in today's NFL with the way that the defenses have to play. It's going to be a while, I think, before Christian and Bryce, in my own sense, will take hold of this offense, one of those two young kids. But for now, it's going to be Josh McCown, I would imagine.
The Jets have a couple of rookies that have stood out so far, particularly Jamal Adams and Marcus May. What kind of an impact can they have on the team in the season?
You know, Marcus and Jamal come in here, I think, at the right time, because this is a team that used to be laden with veterans, and no longer is that the case. This is a very young team, and these two kids are really, really talented athletes, and especially Jamal. When you see that the Jets had him fall to them in the draft, much like Leonard Williams did a few years back, that's the way that you build a franchise. The good thing about those kids is they're going to be pressed into their situations relatively quickly. They come from football, part of the country where it's a livelihood, where they live and breathe it every single day. So from a Jet fan perspective, I would think that that's pretty good.
And I've got one more for you, Boom. The coaching staff has changed a lot this year. They've brought in some new energy. You played against players like Kevin Green.
Yeah.
What do you think that this can change for the team or really help benefit them?
You know, if Kevin Green coaches to like the way he plays, boy, is he a pain in the neck. Really, literally a pain in the neck. Intensity personified. And I think Johnny Morton, the offensive coordinator, is the same thing on the offense. Jeremy Bates is like that. It's definitely a high-energy coaching staff, and that's what a young team needs. A young team needs guys who can teach technique, guys that can grind on the players to make sure that there are no shortcuts. And the other thing that I do like about what Todd Bowles has done this offseason, I don't know if the fans realize it, but when you come here to the Atlantic Health Center and you look at the way things are redone, the murals on the walls of all the great players in the history of the New York Jets, the fact that the Super Bowl trophy is now at the players' entrance as opposed to the business entrance, the fact that Todd has got all these sayings all over the locker room and on the doors, all that stuff is just trying to reinforce the team concept. And it sounds silly to many, but those of us who have played in this league understand that those are the fundamentals that you have to build your team culture on.
Great. Again, Boomer Esiason for Jets 360. I'm Olivia Landis.